السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, it was my original intention to continue with the series of khutab on the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain, Sahaba the gold standard, and inshallah we will continue with them from next Jummah. But this morning I got a shock, and I want to, then therefore I changed my mind about the khutbah. And the shock that I got was that I received some news that I have been diagnosed with an illness that has no cure, a terminal illness that has no cure, and that I can die at any minute. Why are you not looking shocked enough? You think I'm joking? You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. Serious. I got news that I have been diagnosed with a terminal illness for which there is no cure and that I can die at any minute. And I'm not joking. And the name of that illness is life. And I'm still not joking. I'm still not joking. I don't know why you're smiling. I'm still not joking. I said I received this news today because only today the reality hit me. And thanks to the video that was sent to me by this gentleman here, my dear son and brother, Farhan Mahmood. And so this khutbah is dedicated to him. And in the text of this khutbah, you will get the embedded link to that video as well. The video is called Gifted with Cancer. The funny title. It's about this guy called Ali. And I was trying to figure out, he looks Arab, but nationality, from his accent, he sounds Australian. And this Ali looks like he is in his 30s max. And he was diagnosed with terminal cancer, stage 4. And the doctors gave him 7 months to live. And as I speak, I don't know whether he is still alive or whether he is dead. If he is alive, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I ask you to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should cure him completely and totally and keep him in this world to be a means of guidance. And if he has passed away, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask you to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should cover him with his forgiveness and enter him into his mercy, inshallah. So who is Ali? Ali is a guy who, among other things, had $70 flip-flops, Hawaii chappals for $70. Louis Vuitton sunglasses, not one or two, dozens. Gucci hats, a Ferrari spider, which is not an insect, and watches. Many, many of them. And all kinds of cars, not only the spider. And so on and so on. In short, he had a small piece of what the Nizam of Hyderabad had, or what Salar Jung had, in case you get very impressed with one Ferrari spider. What is one Ferrari spider compared to 50 Rolls Royces? My brothers and sisters, and this Ali said, he's dying. And so what does he do? He sells all this stuff. And what he can't sell, he gives away, sets up a charity in Africa. So there is actually some African kid walking around in the felt wearing Louis Vuitton sunglasses. And the final part, the scene of this video, is the sheikh who is taking his interview, this Ali, and they come out of his house where the Ferrari Spider is parked. And the sheikh asks him, tell me what is the value of this car in your eyes? And this Ali says, the value of this car is less than a pair of thongs on the feet of a little African boy, which brings a smile to his face. And that is what blew me away. And that is what gave me the understanding of this terminal illness that I'm suffering from, which has no cure. Death is certain, and it can come at any time. Ali, they gave him 6 months. I don't have that. I do not have 6 months. I recently saw a photo blog. I don't read newspapers. I subscribe to certain sites which give me the news that I am interested in. I don't have to wade through a whole lot of rubbish. And of course, I don't see television. I don't have a television at home. So one of the things, I like travel. So there's a travel blog, a photographic blog of this guy who took a train ride across America and so on, very beautiful. But one of the blogs that he's written about is of his flight, Singapore Airlines flight, Singapore to New York via San Francisco in Singapore Airlines suites class. The cost of the ticket is $24,000. That is 15,86,650 rupees and 98 paisa. Don't forget the 98 paisa. Another 2 rupees, another 2 paisa, and it would become 51. So 98 paisa is important. And this guy is in raptures about this flight. He writes this, you know, absolutely poetic kind of narration about the flight and with all the photographs and so on. And the flight begins with Dom Perignon and with lobster thermidor. And those of you who do not know what's Dom Perignon, that's good for you. You don't need to know that. Double bed in the sky in which he slept alone. And a massive TV screen. Food on demand, whenever he wants it, he can get it. And it goes on and on. And all the time I'm reading all this and I'm thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, gave me all of that. Except the Dom Perignon and the TV, and that is by choice. And he gave it to me on the ground where I can't crash. So what's the great about? Why would I pay $24,000 to travel in the plane? And the guy who paid $24,000 and the guy who paid $2,000 both land at the same time. Now, why did I tell you about this blog? Because the last line again blew me away. I mean, I'm in a state of flight, getting constantly blown away. And the last line was, this guy says, when I landed in New York, I had a big problem. So I'm thinking now, he got grabbed by the TSA, or, you know, he got the immigration people came on board to escort him to become a guest of the United States or something. But you know what problem he had? He said, I had a big problem in New York, and that was I didn't want to get off. I didn't want to leave the plane. And that blew me away, because I said, subhanAllah, that is our situation. We don't want to get off. We don't want to get off the ride that we are on. But guess what? Did he get off or did he not get off? He got off. He has to get off. There is no choice. And then guess what? That double bed which he slept in, that cabin will be sanitized, the sheets will be sent off to be cleaned, a new pair of sheets will be put onto the bed, or a number of sheets, Allah knows how many. The room will be sprayed, the cabin will be sprayed with air freshener, not because this guy stinks or something like that, but that is normal procedure of preparing the cabin for the next person to come and sleep in that double bed, imagining that he is the first person who slept in that double bed. You get the point I'm saying? No sign whatsoever that this guy traveled in that plane will exist. Every sign will be wiped off. The next person who comes on board that plane and enters that suite, for him, this person never existed. Never existed. But you know the difference between that guy and me? Is for that guy, I can guarantee you, nobody in Singapore Airlines told him that, you know what, you like this sweet, you like the Dom Perignon, you like the lobster thermidor, you like all the stuff in between, but don't get used to this luxury because you will have to leave it in New York. I can guarantee you 100% that no one ever told him that. No one ever told him, don't get used to all this stuff because this is there only for the duration of this flight. When this flight lands in New York, you are going to get off this plane and you will go back to wherever or whatever New York holds for you. No one ever warned him. But I was warned. I was warned again and again and again. Don't get used to this flight because you have to get off. I was warned by the one who created me and the flight, who said, Jalla Jalalu, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. In Surah Al-Alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, everyone will taste death. And only on the day of resurrection, on the day of Al-Qiyamah, will you be paid your wages in full. And whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to Jannah, only that person indeed is successful. And the life of this world is only the enjoyment of deception. The life of this world is suites class in Singapore Airlines. The life of this world is an illness. Think about this. What happens if you are extremely sick? You get a very high fever. And as a result of the fever, there is a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. And if the fever gets high, then you get delusional. You get hallucinations. What do you think is happening to us? What do you think is happening to us? Do we have this high fever or not? Are we not delusional and are we not hallucinating? Have we not lost touch with the reality? Are we not suffering? Isn't there some problem or the other? Are we not in pain? We were reminded. The guy on Singapore Airlines was not reminded. Allah reminded me. And he said, Jalla Jalaluhu, وَلَوْ يُوَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُوَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl, and if Allah were to seize mankind, if Allah were to hold you to account for their wrongdoing, He, Jalla Jalaluhu, would not leave on the earth a single moving creature, a single living creature. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to hold to account, if Allah were to call to account, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to seize, not a single living creature would be alive. But He, Jalla Jalaluhu, in His mercy, postpones them, postpones this seizure, postpones this accounting for an appointed term. And when their term comes, neither can they delay it, nor can they advance it, even by a sa'a. Whether a sa'a means an hour, whether it means a second, whether it means whatever unit of time that Allah wishes, Allah knows. And then He said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la auladukum an dhikrillah wa man yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika humul khasirun وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فصدق وكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Munafiqun, O you who believe, let not your property, your business, your wealth or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. And whosoever does that, then they are the losers. And spend in charity of what we have provided you with before death comes to you. And one of you says, O my Rabb, if you only give me a little respite, if you only give me a little more time, then I will give sadaqah and I will become among the righteous. And then Allah says, and Allah grants no respite and no delay and no postponement to anyone when His appointed time comes. And Allah is all aware of what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked a question of the believers. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hadid, has not the time come for the hearts of those who believe to be affected by the reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be affected by this Quran, and that which has been revealed of the truth, which is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lest they become like those who received the scripture before them, and the term was prolonged, meaning they didn't pay heed to the scripture, so they were given time, so their hearts became hard. Their hearts were hardened, and many of them were fasiqoon. They were rebellious people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about those last moments of our lives in the ayat which you have heard recited many times. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ
فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those last moments and he said, when the breath is stuck in the throat, when the breath is stuck in the throat, the last moments, the gargara, and you are standing there and you are watching and you can do nothing. And Allah says, and then we are the closest at that time to the believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, for ourselves. But they cannot see us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you think you are so powerful, then return that soul to the person. Bring them back to life. Stop that moment. Delay their death. The man on the flight was not warned that the flight would end. But I was warned. I was warned by my Rabb Jalla Jalalu. Not once, many times. These ayat are not the only ones in the Quran referring to this. There are many more. And I was warned by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as reported by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took me by the shoulder. What qismat of the Sahaba. What qismat of the Sahaba. To be touched by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the fire of Jahannam becomes haram on them. Because that which the hand of Muhammad touches cannot burn. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took aside Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and he said to him, be in this world as if you were a stranger or a traveler on the road. Remember that you have to get off the flight. Remember that you have to get off this flight. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma used to say, in the evening do not anticipate the morning. When you sleep in the night, do not believe that you will wake up in the morning. And in the morning, do not anticipate the evening. When you wake up in the morning, do not believe that you will see the evening. Take from your health for your illness. Do good while you have the health to do it. Don't wait for a time when your body will not be able to do what you want it to do. For too long, your body did what you wanted it to do, but which the body did not want to do. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. The day when the mouth will be sealed and the hand will bear witness to what it did and the feet will bear witness to what where you took them. Too long your body and my body did things which the body was forced to do because Allah made this body subservient to us. But a day will come when the body will be freed from our tyranny. And then the body will speak. Fear that day. And fear what the body will say. Fear what the eyes will say. Fear what the ears will say. Fear what the tongue will say. Fear what the hands will say. Fear what the feet will say. Make amends. Make amends while you can still make amends. Give back the huquq of the people that you have taken before you are hauled up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deliver on your promises. Do not renege on the promises. And if you cannot deliver, go and grovel, fall at the feet of the person and tell him, I am majboor. I promised you, but I could not deliver.
Go and apologize to those who you slandered, who you tried to harm, and Allah protected them. Before the day comes when they will demand justice from their Rabb, who is Al-Adil. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew in the sand a square, and then he drew a line from the bottom of the square to the top, perpendicular line in the center of the square, and the line crossed the top line and went ahead. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew some lines crossing this center line which is going up. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is man, meaning that square is the life of a person. And this is the end of his lifespan which encircles him. And this which goes beyond are his desires and his hopes. And these small lines are the things that will happen. If this one misses him, that one will get him. And if that one misses him, the other one will get him. And in the end, the last circle, the boundary of the square, he cannot miss. And this hadith is in Bukhari as well as the earlier one. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam reminded me that I have to get off this flight. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said, race to do good actions. Race with one another. Race to do good actions as fast as you can. What are you waiting for? Except delayed poverty. You are not poor today, but you may become poor. Delayed poverty, oppressive wealth, debilitating illness, doddering senility, a swift sudden death, or the Dajjal? Or are you waiting for an unseen evil or the last hour? The last hour will be the most bitter and most terrible. In Tirmidhi, we ask Allah to save us from this. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, when a third of the night had passed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and said, O people, remember Allah. The first blast has come and it will be followed by the second blast. Death has come with all that it involves. Death has come with all that it involves. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, I asked him, I said, Ya Rasulullah, I do a lot of dhikr, how much should I allot to sending salat and salam, durood on you? And he said, however much you like. He said, Ubay bin Ka'b said, I asked him, a quarter? He said, however much you like, but if you do more, it will be better for you. He said, a half? He said, I asked him, a half? He said, however much you like, but if you do more, it is better for you. He said, two-thirds? And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, however much you like, but if you do more, it will be better for you. And Ubay bin Ka'b said, I said, Ya Rasulullah, I will allot my entire dhikr to sending salat and salam on you, to sending durood on you. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will be spared from all worry and you will be forgiven your sins. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind you and myself that we have been warned. We have been told what is important and we have been told what is not important. We have been given the criteria to choose. It is up to us to make the choice. We are free to choose, but every choice has a price tag. My brothers and sisters, if I told you that I have cancer, but I'm trying to save money by not treating it, even though doctors told me that it is curable, you will call me insane. I'm sure many of you will quote for me a hadith to say that my action of not choosing to be treated medically is haram. And some will ask me, why are you being so stupid? What is better than living? And I will tell you what is better than living. And it is not dying. Dying is not better than living. What is better than living is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us is better than living. Where he said, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. He said to his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Indeed, the hereafter, the life in the hereafter is better for you than living. It is better for you than the present. And then he said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this ayah is not for me, it is not for you, it is for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where he said, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. He promised him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and he said, and verily your Rabb will give you on that day until you are pleased. Your Rabb will give you until you are pleased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to make us among those whose forgiveness, whose being forgiven will please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu used to say that this ayah, وَلَسَوْفَ يُوْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى, is the ayat of greatest hope in the Quran. Because he said, رضي الله عنه, he said his Rabb, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم's Rabb promised to please him. And he said the Nabi will never be pleased even if one of his ummatis enters the hellfire. He will not be pleased until everyone is forgiven. So he said, this ayah is the ayah of greatest hope for us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him. Allah promised, I will please you. And I will give you until you are pleased. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among those who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for. I make you among those who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make dua for. And I make you among those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive, because he wants to please his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among those who follow the sunnah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world and in this life, so that on the day of judgment they will be recognized, and you will be recognized as the true ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who did not reject his sunnah and who followed his sunnah in all their work and in all their lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your hearts to his noor. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open your lives to his barakah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with you on the last moment when you are passing away. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you bashara of your forgiveness before you die. I ask Allah to show you your place in Jannah before you die. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send the malaika to escort you to his presence, Jalla Jalalu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand your khubur and fill them with his noor. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. And I make this dua for all of you. And I make this dua for all your people who have gone ahead of you, and all your elders. And I make this dua for all your descendants. May I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to accept this dua, not because we deserve that our dua should be accepted, because that is his shan, that he accepts duas even from the likes of me. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin.